The key fundamental fallacies of observation inferred and implied by the intermittent nature of physical reality. Part of the Intermittency of Physical Reality series, written by Z. Charnot, February 14, 2006. Heading: The Visible and Real and Dark Matter. When we observe anything, anywhere, we do so by means of our own observational apparatus, our senses and our perceptions. Our senses and our perceptions employ substance, matter or mass of a biological type, constituted of the energy parceling system possible in the density of physical reality we inhabit. We assume that seeing is believing. We assume that the spectrum of colors or hues which we can register composes all that is real in the universe. We can't understand why there is so much dark matter. Heading: No darkness, just blindness. We don't comprehend that there is no darkness or dark matter. There is simply blindness to any and all energy parceling other than the one we experience. We only register the array of colors or hues which we can register, which compose our local whiteness. Heading: Instrumental Blindness. We use our instrumentation to look out into the universe, and we believe we can or we do know something as a result of the imprint upon our instruments. We see a red shift, a step-like red shift, and we interpret it, employing the underlying assumption that everything that exists should register, or that can register on apparatus made of substance, matter, or mass of our familiar density. That is untrue and absurd. Heading: Our Minds and Higher Bodies. However, our minds are not made out of the same substance, matter, or mass as our bodies. Our minds can sense. We can, in our higher bodies, explore the substance, matter, or mass our bodies made of physical substance can't register. Our minds are a field of a different energy parceling system. Heading: Who and what we are, and who and what we aren't. We are not our bodies. We inhabit our bodies. Heading: Beyond Our Specialized Exploration. When we are born, we accept a role of specialized exploration to this density, but we are imaginative. We are mediumistic if we allow ourselves to be. That allowing of the mediumistic capacity is called enlightenment. It comes to those who allow it. It comes to those who develop it. Heading: Belief, a Power and a Responsibility. Anything you believe is something that either is true or that tends to become true in the realm of the mind. That is the discovery and the report of Dr. John C. Lilly, M.D. Belief is a power and a responsibility. We are hypnotized by means of a belief-leading sequence. We are conditioned hypnotically by a belief-leading sequence to limit what we believe to what we sense, using our physical bodies. That is not all we are, or especially what or who we are. We are more. We have higher bodies. We have a mind. We are a soul. We have an internal nature. We continue to exist after death. Heading: Exploring the Adjacent Realities. Either after death or in certain states, we can explore the adjacent realities. We can know the dark matter. We can overcome our blindness. We can be enlightened. It is a matter of dehypnotizing oneself. It is a matter of understanding the array of colors or hues which make up physical whiteness are not all of the colors or hues there are. These are only the colors or hues of nowness. Heading: Allowing the Greater Whiteness. We need to allow who and what we are To acknowledge the harmonic adjacent colors or hues, we need to allow the greater whiteness. Heading, or space probes. The probes we should send into the universe are not pieces of instrumentation. The probes are us, in our higher bodies. Heading, the key. This is the key to the phrases in my early lectures about the physiology of the higher bodies, or the far-field contributions to consciousness. To obtain the key, relax. Relax. Deeply relax. Loosen your hold on the density of physical reality. Escape. See and feel the greater whiteness. This is your liberation. Take refuge in the greater whiteness. Take refuge in your source of being. Take refuge in your sources of guidance and sources of inspiration. Take refuge in your spirit family. Take refuge in divine justice. It is a safe universe. You do not need protection. You need better choices about the direction of your attention. There are two footnotes. The first one includes many references to the red shift. The second one is regarding Dr. John C. Lilly, and I will read his first website, http://www.johnclilly.com, and it's johnclilly, all lowercase, all one word, .com.